Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Viha Adi. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dadi. Gopinana Vallabha Girivara Dadi. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Dandana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Dandana Jamuna Tira Mana Chari Jamuna Tira Mana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radhe Radha Vrindavan Chanda Radha Vrindavan Chanda Sri Radhe Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Hare Krishna. Do you feel the atmosphere is slowly becoming fuller and more pure? And yes, we are going here, we are on a journey, and by this exclusive focus on both chanting, you know, actually chanting in Kirtan has the majority. We have most hours chanting in Kirtan and then also dealing a little bit with Japa. By this, the holy name is glorified and is also pleased to reveal perhaps things for us. My own approach to these retreats is that there are agents of transformations. You enter into your own alchemical laboratory, and if you don't run away, or if you're not a spectator or just a festival goer, but if you commit yourself, you will have extraordinary treasures found. You will see at the end. But I never tire to say, it's not our retreat, means our in the sense of Satchinandan Swami and all the devotees who are in the background. It is really your own retreat. It's what you put into it or do. That is what you get out of it. Remember, please, everything else can be done by someone else, except your own spiritual upliftment. No? Everything else, only this, lies entirely in your own hand. My dear devotees, I have a question before I start with the lecture. You might feel a little uncomfortable hearing this question, and this is intended. When you meet your friends, what do you typically speak about? Is it the weather? Is it the latest fashion in devotional clothing? I remember when I was in Alachua, the main subject was, should saris be covering the belly button, or is it permissible if they are a little bit more showing? Is it the news? Is it these heart-rending and highly interesting scandals in our movement? What do you talk about? Is it trends in our society, or trendy movies or series? Is it, I never get it right, is it Rinaldo or Ronaldo? Ronaldo, yes. Sorry. And I hear he has most social media contacts. Is these the things which you talk about? Your speech is a window into your inner life. It shows what you are thinking about. Our words reveal, especially those words which we have when we are with our people, where we talk like our mouth is created. No? The words reveal what we've been cultivating in our heart, whether these are spiritual subjects or worldly subjects. I wanted to ask you this same subject in a much closer and thought-provoking. What does Krishna hear when you make your sound vibration? What does he hear from you throughout the day? Our lecture today, the title is Krishna, Our Nearest and Dearest Friend. You will see, we will approach this from a very different perspective than just the touchy-feely, happy subject. Many observers who come to our movement say that mostly we speak about Krishna being very distant. Prabhu, I'm not so qualified to talk about his pastimes. And with this seemingly humble statement, we put him very far and outsource him from our life because he's not close. He's so far. He's living in a transcendental kingdom which is way above my head, both in conceptualizing and in distance. However, if you want to be conscious of someone, you have to be able to relate to him. And therefore, we have to see, is Krishna really a close God or is he a distant God? And we have to see that. Tucked away in Indian folklore, which comes to us through scriptures? Or is he just really close to us? This we have to see. And we will now chant a verse, which is surprising news. It comes from the mouth of Bhagavat, of Prahlad Maharaj. I should have this here. Can someone help me? Which verse is 38:7? Oh, yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Koti Brayasa Surabalaka Hare. Koti Brayasa Surabalaka Hare. Upasane svihridi chitravatsata. Upasane svihritavatsata. Svasyatmana sakyo ashesha dehinam. Sakyo ashesha dehinam. Samanyatam kim vishayo paparanaye. Koti prayaso surabalakare.
Koti prayaso surabalakare.
Upasane sve hriti chitravatsata.
Upasane sve
Svasyatmana shakyo ashesha dehinam. Samanyata kim vishayo papadanai. Yes, can we have one Vaishnava, please? Mm-hmm. Koti payaso surabalakarya. Upasane sve riti sitta vatsata. Svasyatmana sakyo ashesha deinam. Samanyata kim vishayo. Thank you. One Vaishnavi, please, if possible. Koti payaso surabalakare. Upasane sviriti chitra vatsata. Svasyatmana sakyo ashesha deinam. Samanyata kim vishayo papadanai. Thank you. Please, my dear devotees, let us zoom in or visualize the scene in which this verse is spoken. It's Prahlad Maharaj, the son of the emperor Hiranyakashipu, who is the leader of the Asuric race. He's the leader of the atheistic god deniers. And his friends in the school notice that he is very absorbed and very happy, and they are interested, as friends are, what is he up to? What is engaging his mind? And he begins to talk to them about God. Now please keep in mind, they have not heard about God. It's a new subject. It's like for you, Hubegubel, you have not heard about it. You don't have no idea, most probably, what it is. No? So they do not associate any thought or any concept or any image with God. But he now wants to explain it to them. And he has something in mind. It will become very clear. His friends will ask him, is it very difficult to come in contact with this being, you know? And he says, no, it's astonishingly simple and easy. So here is what he says in this verse. Oh, my friends, sons of the Asuras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his feature as the Super Soul, always exists within the cause of the hearts of all living entities. Now he describes what kind of being that close a resider in the heart, you know, that's close being in the heart is. Indeed, he says, indeed, he is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities, and there is no difficulty in worshiping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in his devotional service? What are you doing? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia like the Tesla cars for sense gratification? Oh, sorry, there is no Tesla car. There are Vimanas, you know, and other things. So Prabhupada has a very amazing purport to this. It's really amazing. Please pay close attention. I know it's not easy to listen to a philosophical text on an empty stomach, but please, you can do it. Because the personality of Godhead is supreme, no one is equal to him, and no one is greater than him. Nonetheless, if one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is easily obtainable. Now Prabhupada gives an example how that powerful being to whom no equal can be found is easily obtainable. He says, the Lord is compared to the sky. Because the sky is vast, yet it is within the reach of all, not only of human beings, but even of the animals. The Supreme Lord in his Paramatma feature exists as the best well-wisher and even friend. As confirmed in the Vedas, Sayujo Sakayo. Please repeat after me. I will say it one time again. Sayujo Sakayo.
Sayujo Sakayo.
This means the Lord in his super soul feature always stays in the heart along with the living entity. The Lord is so friendly to the living entity that he remains within the heart so that one can always contact him without difficulty. One can do this, make contact with Krishna. Remember the example Prabhupada gave earlier? You can touch the sky. Although it's so vast, you can just go like... If you do like this, you know there's something, I feel a resistance, I feel a presence of an element. No? One can make this contact simply by devotional service, and then he quotes a verse, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Yes, Achanam. Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. So by these processes, one can touch the Eternal Lord. As soon as one hears the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Krishna Kirtan, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. A devotee immediately comes in touch with the Lord by any or all of the items of devotional service. So there is a little purport is quite long, but I will summarize it. I will give you the essential points. So there are 5 points which Prabhupada makes in this purport. The first is, how is the Lord compared with the sky? Because the sky is vast, yet within the reach of all. So Krishna is great. Krishna is, New York English, amazing or inconceivable. Amazing can mean many things in New York. One is inconceivable. I'm studying the New Yorker language because it's very direct and very expressive. No, so the Lord, although so vast, is within the reach. Especially in one place. Do you remember that shloka? It came, or that paraphrase, that line, which came from the Mundaka Upanishad, by the way, 3.1.1. He is Sayujo Sakayo, which means that the Lord and the Jiva are sitting together in the heart, and the Lord is the sworn enemy of the living being. Just checking. He is the committed friend of everyone. Prabhupada says, the Lord is so friendly to the living entity that he remains within the heart so that one can always contact him with difficulty. Without difficulty. You are sleepy with your mind. Your intellect has fallen sloppy dead on the ground. You will need it here. I will not end up challenging your wakefulness until I'm sure you're with me. So the Lord is so friendly that he remains within the heart and that one can always contact him without any difficulty. I find this concept revolutionary, my dear devotees, that you can contact the Lord because he is, although vast, he is near like the sky. The sky is everywhere. And he is friendly to you. There is no difficulty in showing up before the door of a friend, isn't it? You can come anytime. You have a good friend, you can come at 2 o'clock in the morning. Perhaps not when your friend is a devotee, then he is angry at you. But a real good devotee friend also, when you need to contact him, he's always there for you. 2 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the night, because he cares for you. How can we see the Lord's care to us? Prabhupada makes this point. Because of his affectionate nature, he's so friendly, he has made it easy to contact him by the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam, which Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. This Shravanam and Kirtanam can be done at all times, since the ear and tongue are always present and one does not need to bother to find ingredients from elsewhere. We had this yesterday, remember, when the devotee, when we heard how in the 9 processes of devotional service, they all are present in chanting the holy names. No? Prabhupada makes a very interesting point at the end, which might make the material civilization blush. I try to find it. Oh, I'm here wrong. Yes, here it goes. There is no difficulty in approaching the Lord, my dear devotees. But Adanta Gobhir Vishatam Tamishra, because of the inability to control the senses, one doesn't approach the Lord, but instead one must go through great endeavor to go to hell. And Prabhupada wants to make this, it takes so much, you know, he says, alone for illicit sex, one must arrange for money, one must acquire so many things, like a house or a place where one can do it, for meat eating, he must arrange for many slaughterhouses, for gambling, he must arrange Las Vegas, arrange for casinos and hotels, and for intoxication, he must open many breweries. Nowadays it's simple, you go to your neighbor. But it is an effort to produce all this. Kirtan, Shravanam and Kirtanam, no effort. The ear is already there with you, the tongue is with you, and the Lord is affectionate, and therefore, as Prabhupada says, as soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtan, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. So what's the difficulty? To be absorbed, ecstatic, blissful, all the time friendly, compassionate, devotee. The difficulty is our uncontrolled mind and senses, which are also there. And we do need to address the difficulty, not in a judgmental way, but in a solution-oriented way. You all know. Here, Prabhupada makes it sound that Krishna consciousness is so easy and material life is so super difficult. No? Let us hear a little bit the reasoning of the spiritual acharyas, the spiritually elevated person, why they can say it's most natural to be Krishna conscious and most unnatural to be not Krishna conscious. And then let us hear what are their means, what are their processes to help us to become natural. So Veerachandra Goswami, he is a different one than the son of Lord Nityananda. Veerachandra Goswami, a great devotee of Gaudiya Vaishnava, I think he is in the devotee of Lord Nityananda, he says, the consciousness is a mirror because it can show a reflection of Bhagavan's form who is closest to the heart. Please stand here. The consciousness is a mirror because it can show a reflection of Bhagavan's form who is closest to the heart. Due to avidya, it was dirty. But sankirtan, which is like the purifying Ganga Jal, you know, the river Ganga, or like a clean cloth, purifies it. So, there's the towel. I want to make this very clear. The logic here is, whatever is close to the mirror, like this here, it immediately gets reflected in the mirror. There is no difficulty. It happens immediately if the mirror is clean. If the mirror is covered with, I mean, this is a clean cloth, but with something else, then we can't see the object. So Krishna is most closest to us and is visible in our consciousness. You go like, boom, oh, and you see him. If your mind is purified, if it is not purified, you cannot see him. Do you follow the reasoning here? So you might have a doubt. You might say, but Sachinanda Swami, it doesn't work like this. How can you say that we can see Krishna in our consciousness? When I look inside, I see desires. I don't see Krishna. When I look inside, I see yesterday, what was happening yesterday. I don't see Krishna. When I look inside, I see my difficulties. I see my broken relationships. This is closest to me, not Krishna. What do you think about this? I think this is the experience of all of us. Let me look inside for a moment. Oh, here I see it. I have to make a phone call today and I don't know when I will find the time. And I'm a little anxious because I'm not making this up. This phone call could bring 5 million euros, which is necessary to get to this project. This is what I see. But when will I do it? I'm on retreat. There are more important things to do. It's Abba Krishna and all, you know. So, it is said, yes, in our perception as conditioned souls, we can not see, because the mirror of the consciousness is just covered, you know, like originally. It is covered. And therefore, it's not possible. But if you engage, listen carefully, in repeated sankirtan, Krishna's all-pervasive reflection will block the material tendencies, and thus they will not be reflected on the mirror of your cleansed consciousness. And you again see what is closed. Can you see the logic of Chetoda Panamajanam? But it must be done repeatedly. For now, you can put the mirror. Be careful, we need it for a second appearance in the lecture. It only works if you do this repeated. Then there is the sound of Krishna and the let us call it more gently, the material tendencies will be blocked by that presence of Krishna, and you won't perceive it so much. That's in everyone's experience. When you have gone through a long kirtan, immersive kirtan, like yesterday we did one, I thought it was very wonderful. I always have difficulties to come back to the world of words and arrangements and so on, because it's so wonderful. One wants to stay in that space. And then, my dear devotees, then you become a little, your words are not so there, and but you want to talk, and then you're giggling in an insecure way. You know, you're a little like this. This is the power of the holy names, my dear devotee. And we have all touched it like you touch the sky. We have all experienced it because Krishna is so friendly and he reveals himself and is, how does Prabhupada says, as soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtan, he says, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. Who will not take use of this great facility and learn how to chant, not only here, this is easy, but take it with you. My dear devotees, another example. If I look through a clear glass like this one, Gokrishna has really polished it today, I will be able to see you. I can see everyone. You look a little different, but because this is somehow a little, if it would be just a flat glass, I could look like I look through the window. No, I could see you. I could understand you. I could be with you. But if somehow the clear glass is painted in the back, I can only see myself. Look at this. It's a clear glass, but in the back there is a silvery layer, and that makes it a mirror. And if I look here, I don't see Ram Govinda's fantastic shirt, which is, it is from Sacred Thread. It's not. I see only myself, looking an aging, old face. Thank you. So this is what has happened when we put the ego, into the in our mind, no? Then we see all the time me, I, and we suffer from the terrible disease of modern life, that is self-absorption. Instead of seeing Krishna, thank you, we can put it here. Instead of being Krishna conscious, when there is a layer of the ego in the back, we see only ourselves and are absorbed in our uninteresting little story, which is blown up so that we are imaginary kings of our imaginary kingdoms. A blown up story of a very insignificant and pathetic person. From the spiritual perspectives. Once again, from the spiritual perspective. So this ego therefore must go if you want transparency. Therefore we have this verse, you remember? How does it start? It must be chanted again and again. It must be worn, says Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, on a string, which I imagine it's like a woodcarved Trinadapi verse, or let's make it ISKCON appealing, gold or silver. And it must be always there for constant remembrance. Because if you are in the ego, you only see yourself. You don't see anything. You don't even see other people very clearly. You are only absorbed in yourself, my dear devotees. So, yes. How do you like this second dimension of the mirror example? Yes, no. Was it clear?
Yes.
I needed some time to figure it out, but yes. I mean, it doesn't come from me. I found it in a book of His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. Beautiful book, The Art of Prayer, it's entitled. So yes. But when you make an effort to cleanse the consciousness, you will see not only that you become more aware of Krishna, who's so close in your life, who's so relatable, who's only a prayer away or a mantra away, if you so want. Not only do you become aware, you become attracted to him. And that's the main point of Krishna consciousness. There is a very nice verse. We don't have it here for you, so you need to listen more attentively. Yata brahmatya yo brahman. Yata brahmatya yo brahman. Yes, you need to now become absolutely on a spiked attention to get it. Svayam akasha sanido. Svayam akasha sanido. Tatame bidyate chetas. Tatame bidyate chetas. Chakra panya yadrachaya. Chakra panya yadrachaya. You know, when Prahlad Maharaj did this preaching to his friends, the enemy was listening. His two teachers, what was their name? Sanda and Amaka. They listened to everything he said. And they confronted him and said, how is it possible for you to be so much involved in this? In Vishnu, how? We have not taught you this. Your father has not taught you this. Your genetic codex has not taught you this. You are born in a demon race. Mother clean, father clean, everything all right. There should not be this attraction. But Prahlad answered, O Brahmanas. He was very respectful. You can be actually a Brahmana and be a demon. It is no problem. O Brahmanas, as, and he gave an example, as iron is attracted by a magnetic stone and moves automatically towards the magnet, my consciousness, which has been changed by Krishna's will, by the Lord's will, is attracted by Lord Vishnu, who carries a disc in his hand. Thus, I really have no independence. He has changed me, and now my consciousness is attracted not to demon land, but to Krishna land. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes this very clear. He says, just as an iron moves on its own toward a magnet, my consciousness moves on its own towards Vishnu. Yes, Vishnu Krishna. Yeah. And then he says, the meaning is this. The magnet by its shakti attracts the iron and joins with it. It's not that the magnet has any intention or concern in this. Attracting the iron is its very nature. Similarly, just as the magnet has its nature of attracting iron, Vishnu has the same nature. The mind of the devotee becomes attracted to the Lord, controlled by his mercy. Where is my independence in that? There's a name of Krishna, which is Manmohan, the one who attracts the mind of everyone. Once there is a beautiful place, if you look for a place to chant in a crowded Vrindavan, there are few places, but one place is kept like the forest of Vrindavan was. It has beautiful ancient trees. It's Mohanter, it's called Mohanter. It is within 5 minutes walking distance from the Krishna Balaram Mandir, which is a good point of reference for us. 5 minutes only. And then you can find the most peaceful place in Vrindavan, if you avoid looking at the monkeys. Don't make eye contact with the monkeys. But if you don't, they leave you alone. They're peaceful there. They are not hyped up or rajas up. They're peaceful in the forest. They leave you alone if you don't engage with them. There was a very interesting pastime. Cupid, the god of love, who can wipe out every one of us, had challenged Krishna for a fight. And Krishna had said, what do you want, an open battle, or should I fight from the fortress? This is a siege, no? And Cupid said, good question. Well, the fortress, I always break the fortress. The yogis try to block their senses and sit fortified there, and I always break them. Let's have an open battle, please. So Krishna said, the best time to try for you to try your magic is when I'm alone. There's only the moon, and there is a multitude of the most beautiful women in creation, all desiring my intimate association. Then try to come. Oh, says Cupid, that's a cupcake. That's so easy. Can't you make it more difficult? Said Krishna, you are very incompetent. I make it easy. So Krishna, the time of the rasa dance came, and Krishna was swirling around with the beautiful gopis. He was dancing. His cheeks were colored with excitement. There were drops of perspiration. The gopis sang most beautiful tani-ri-ri-ri-ri, tani-ri. More beautiful, and it was a night of festive mirth. It was so, and they were so beautiful, and they moved so much. Their clothes were in disarray from the movement, and so on. And Cupid said, "But this is easy. I will now shoot an arrow into Krishna's heart, and then he will fall prey to the to my charm that has even covered Lord Brahma." So he aimed with his arrow, but Krishna was moving so fast, it was not easy. So as he focused, you know, when you aim an arrow, you take target, you have to focus. He looked at Krishna's amazing beauty, his smile, his, you know, the texture of his skin, which makes everyone just wanting to embrace the Lord. No, he saw all this beauty gorgeously displayed in the rasa dance, because Krishna's heart was melting with love for the gopis, and it spelled into his eyes and his expressions and his gestures and his singing as well. But when Cupid saw this, he wanted to make the Lord lusty with an arrow. He was overwhelmed, and he himself was defeated and fell down to the ground. Finished. He could not be awakened from his swoon. Because Krishna, Manmohan, he is attracting the mind of everyone, even the Cupid. If you don't have dirt on your mind, if you don't have this covering on your mind. We had a very nice towel to not shock you. Originally in this demonstration, I wanted to put newspapers with provocating messages and pictures and so on. But I thought, I discussed with Gokrishna, he said, be in the temple. Don't be too, you know, they will faint if you do this. They are from America. So what is my point? My point here is that Krishna is not a distant God. It is not what is our word? I don't even know this word. With S, you know. Sahajiya, you know. If you say Krishna is kind and Krishna is close and Krishna loves us, it is not. He is very close. And you will see or experience it the moment you, here comes the important word, repeatedly, as much as possible, cleanse the mirror of the mind, and then you will see. It will first start when you do kirtan, that you may sit down and think, my God, is this a good melody? My God, did you see Keshava play that medanga? He looked like the god of drumming. You know, or Amala Harinam's voice, it seemed to be as pure as the voice of a child, but he's already so old. You know, and this and Krishna, Premi and Chuta Gopi seems to pluck the lightning from the sky and bring it in her kirtan. You know, so what? This is how you start. But then as you chant and you listen to what the mood, I mean, you listen to the kirtan, and when you are getting nervous and want to leave and eat a sandwich, you know, you stay and say after to your mind, and you stay, you will all of a sudden feel different. I feel so different. What is going on? I'm in a different zone here. could it be that I'm a soul? I mean, and even more, could it be that Krishna is real? I mean, really real? That he, and further on, could I maybe say a prayer to him? And could it be that he listens to it, he hears it? And even further on, could it be that he loves me despite all my negligence and all of this? You begin to think like this. You become open to the theory that Krishna is real. Ah, this is a paradigmatic shift. Is this an English word? Paradigmatic shift. You have to listen with good-heartedness to my attempts. And do you know what? The love of Krishna towards the living being can be only compared with the love of the mother towards the baby. Now the mother loves her baby even before seeing him or her outside of the womb. She goes like, when she's alone with her hand, "Oh, little one, we have good toys for you. Come at the right time, please." And, you know, there is already communication and love. And the child can do nothing to reciprocate. It may kick against the womb. It cannot communicate in a different way. The mother loves the child even when the child goes haywire in teenage times. And God forgives, goes to the neighbor and takes the habits of the neighbor for some time. The mother likes the child. Krishna speaks about his love. Sorry, it's just the voice. It's not. Others may be grateful for gifts that have been given, but I am grateful for gifts that will be given in the future. And I reciprocate with these gifts even before they have been given. Like, I was grateful when a wonderful devotee gifted me with this pair of cartels. As far as I'm concerned, these cartels are the cartels. This is normal. We are becoming grateful when we receive a gift. Krishna has a different mindset. He's grateful for those, but he is also grateful for what you don't do at the present moment, but what you will do in the future. Isn't that amazing? Yes. This is because he is all-knowing. And he sits in the heart. He knows your journey. He also knows your struggle. And he is as pleased with you when you simply try your best as if you are perfect. He doesn't make any difference. We even heard yesterday from our learned Vaishnavi that Krishna, she spoke about perfection, and it was clear Krishna has no problem with imperfection. He even responds wonderfully with that. So, my dear devotees, but if you don't try your best, if you don't care, if you are negligent, if you no. This is an ancient song. It is no longer found in the hit parades, but I was very impressed by it, because when my parents told me anything when I was a teenager, I used to say, "Whatever you say, I'm against it. No. Difficult times. So if we are like this, if we remain like this, Whatever is said, whatever you say, whatever Prabhupada says, whatever Shastra says, whatever Acharya says, I'm going, no, 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 I'm from America. No, 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 tough. No one tells me what to do. I tell everyone what to do. Then, but Krishna doesn't stop loving even those cases. But I think when we hear this, we become more inclined, more inclined. So you will now have a little exercise. There are three questions which you can please discuss with your neighbor, but please turn to your neighbor. And by the way, no, this will be a little intimate questions, you know. So you may, when you feel any hesitancy about your neighbor or any extremely spontaneous attraction to another person, this is the time to go. But of course, don't be impolite, you know. Did you find your neighbor? Please, if you need to find your neighbor first. Krishna, Krishna. You found your neighbor? Keshava. Wow.
Yeah, but Go Krishna, we don't have any fear. We are with Go Krishna. He is so wonderful. We are.
Amala, who is your neighbor? This. Okay, good. Good. Akundita found a neighbor? Yes, good. Madhaji, you found a neighbor? Good. You can go by three. Yes, yes, yes. Three, four, no problem. So, please listen now. Talk with the neighbor as candidly as you feel confident. Do I turn inward towards the Lord or outward to avoid him? You can choose this question. There is another question. If this is too uncomfortable, we have a second question. What does the Lord hear? Remember, he is Sakayo. He is a friend in the heart. What does the Lord hear when I speak to myself, not to others? You say, I don't speak to myself. No, in the mind, when you tell yourself things. Mm-hmm. And this, I guess, is very nice for Mataji's, this last question. How can I make my heart a place where the Lord feels like home? He is already there, but he should feel like home, you know. You can visit someone, but only when he perhaps puts Lara bars on the table, so then you feel it's like home now. By the way, I was not hired by the company. So one of the three questions, or if you want to do two or three, it's up to you. You have about 5 to 7 minutes for this exercise. Be as candidly open as possible. Why? You will need this for the workshop, this exercise. You need to stir yourself up a little. And talk truly, no? Not social media talk, actual talk. Please start now. I'm so sorry. I forgot. This only works if you talk and if you tell to the person, okay, I would like to discuss question number two. Or I will talk now on question number one. It's important that perhaps you repeat the question, because it's, I think it's, when you hear it one time, you lose it. I mean, you don't remember it. So when you talk and reveal your mind and confidence to some degree, it may not be possible to do to the entire degree of the reality, then make clear on what question you are talking, no? Please start now. You have three more minutes.
Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I thank you very much for your wholehearted participation. My dear devotees, you can also talk outside the lecture or workshop or whatever. But there's a great need to explore these things. Yeah, wonderful. My dear devotees, because we are a little over time and we need to have time where we eat and relax, and otherwise it becomes too much effort. I want to finish here without taking any questions. If you have questions, please take them with you in the workshop. I also want to promise something in this workshop. We will introduce a very nice way of discussing subjects which are from this retreat or any related questions. It's good if you're fully awake. There will be a very interactive session there. What else do I want to say? No? Everything is clear. Gopi Manjari will tell us about the practical things. Try to be on time at 11 o'clock. Because we want to have a very prolonged interactive session, and it will be very surprising. The surprises cannot be told. Yes.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for making really Krishna's intimacy and reminding us that we can actually be connected intimately with Krishna in our heart. Really, I'd like us to give us a round of applause for such an and especially the sky, for me, was that was like we could go out and see the sky and have that moment of the touching of Krishna, as well as the awe and that complete reverence. So as we, you know, weave through the rest of the day, breakfast is being served in the community hall. 11 a.m. at the Yogashala, Amala Harinam Prabhu will be taking us into the next heart kirtan journey. And hopefully through that kirtan we'll start to see Krishna as our friend, as Maharaj was talking about. And then 12, Maharaj will come and continue to mine our hearts in the workshop. So we're very excited about that. If you do need childcare, there is childcare from 12 to 1:30, and that will be in the Prasadam Hall behind the six Goswamis. So that's if you need childcare. And I think that's everything. Thank you so much.
It's not everything. The main thing is now coming. Please, everyone, our local poet is ready to give us a summary. So stay. You do not want to miss that. Hare Krishna.
I will keep it short because I know people are very hungry. Or maybe that's just me. Thank you so much, Maharaj. This is day number two, discovery class number two. There's more pressure now. Okay. We embark on another day of the retreat. Do you feel?
Very good, very good. Yes. I know my lectures are boring, but when Abhiram Thakur takes it, wow. So thank you all very much. Please take your prasadam. See you at 11 o'clock. Hare Krishna. Very good, very good.